Take Back Your Time, The Guilt-Free Guide to Life Balance by number one national best-selling author, Christy Wright, read by the author.
I was exhausted. It was May of 2016, and day after day, week after week, I had this feeling of tightness in my chest. I was 5 months pregnant with my second son, Conley, working on my first book, launching a podcast, and traveling to speak. I would wake up early, stay up late, and run as hard and as fast as I could every minute in between, desperately trying to keep up. But no matter how hard or smart I worked, or how many tasks I checked off my to-do list each day, it wasn't enough. I felt like I was trying to climb out of quicksand. One day, I decided to sit down and type it all out. And I mean all of it. Every last project due, every meeting I'd committed to, and every responsibility I had for the month. I added up the hours needed to get everything done. It totaled 440 hours. Then I looked at my schedule to see how many hours I had to work with. If I used every available minute of each day, I had 423 hours. So even if I worked every waking minute, if I never ate or took a bathroom break, I still wouldn't get it all done. It was in that moment I realized something had to change. Now, you may be wondering how I got myself into that situation. Did I have unrealistic expectations for how long things would take? Probably. Did I overcommit myself? Definitely. Did I struggle with saying no and prioritizing? For sure. But this wasn't the first time I was overwhelmed, overcommitted, and out of balance. I'd been there many times before. And the fact that you're reading this book right now tells me you've probably been there too. Life balance is a moving target. No matter where I'm speaking across the country, the question I'm asked most often is, how do you balance it all? It's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We all want to know the answer. How do you keep up with the pace of life, manage your time, and make decisions? How do you shake the shadow of guilt that seems to follow you wherever you go? How do you do all the right things? And how do you even know what the right things are? When you think of life balance, certain images might come to mind. Spinning plates, juggling balls, walking a tightrope. Why? Because many of us have this idea that in order to be balanced, we have to do everything equally. And we have to do it all the time and do it all well. We have mile-long to-do lists and think if we could just get it all done, if we could just be productive enough, efficient enough, good enough, then finally, we will feel balanced. So we work harder, stay up later, juggle faster. But it never works, does it? We feel like we have to do it all and then feel guilty when we can't. We want to find balance, whatever that means for each of us, but it's like chasing a moving target. How in the world are we supposed to achieve balance if we can't define it or pin it down? Most of us don't even know what balance is, but we're all acutely aware that we don't have it. And then we always think we know just how to solve our balance problem. I just need more time. I just need more hours in a day. We can't find more time, of course, so we just end up discouraged. No matter what we do or how hard we try, we always seem to end up at the same place, feeling exhausted and like we're failing. You're doing a good job. After having our first son, Carter, I hit a low point. From the terrifying emergency cesarean section to a trip back to the emergency room 2 days after being discharged, to fighting infections and the complete nightmare that nursing turned out to be for us, it was all a really difficult blur. But there was one night I remember vividly. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was in the nursery rocking my screaming son in the glider. When my husband, Matt, heard crying on the monitor and realized it was not one, but two voices crying out, he jumped up to see what was wrong. He ran into the nursery and found me sobbing along with my son, crying a deep and desperate cry of defeat with the last bit of energy I had. When Matt could see that no one was hurt, but that I was at the end of everything I had, he stood in the doorway, looked at me, and with both a sweetness and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?